dance and drink sangria. Don't worry, it's just for fun. I'll be home soon, I know you're the one. Sorry Gary, this postcard is late. I'll be quick, I don't wanna make Pedro wait. Please Gary, don't try the phone. Dear Gary, I'm not coming home.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 696. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 28 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We started with one from Neutrals from Oakland, California, and the song Wish You Were Here. That's on the band's upcoming album, Newtown Dream, which will be out this Friday, May 31st, on Slumberland Records. I adore this record. I can't figure out exactly why. I mean, it just checks all the boxes for me. It's perfect. And then I read the press and they say, oh, it sounds like Wedding Present or Orange Juice or Joseph K. And I say, yes, yes, it does. That must be why I love it so. But the band does it so very well and I cannot get enough of them. I got music for you this week, some old, some new. Let's start with something old. This is Get Smart with the song This Is Style.
With you, the urgent need to mingle. the flesh and smell my breath. Could you just fucking wait?
Save me,
I can feel that one in my bones. That is Idaho from Los Angeles and the song On Fire from the upcoming album Lapse, which will be out May 31st on Arts and Crafts. First album in 20 years, 2,000 years, something like that. But anyway, they've been saving up some good songs because that album is wonderful. I saw the band, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago on a very weird tour, and they were just wonderful then. So it's nice to have Idaho back in our lives. Before that, we heard from Shellac with the song Tattoos. It's from the album To All Trains, which came out May 17th on Touch and Go. That band, of course, associated with Chicago, as much as Chicago is associated with Shellac. We have Idaho back, but we have lost Shellac. This is the last album. Steve Albini has passed away just a few weeks ago. If you are not familiar with his impact to modern music, then you've been hiding under a bush, and you certainly haven't been listening to the Too Much Rock podcast, where he comes up regularly. This album is fantastic. It's my favorite one of their career. The hooks are big, the excitement is big, and the shouts and rants are wonderful, and that's what makes the Shellac record for me. And then we started things off with Get Smart from Lawrence, Kansas. I played the song This Is Style. That was from the band's Words Move 7-inch that came out on Syntax Music in 1981. The band recently reunited for a show in Lawrence, and there'll be coverage of that on the Too Much Rock website. That first 7-inch is always so much more post-punk than I remembered. Looks like they were still finding their way with this 7-inch. The later albums are a little more cohesive, but I like that track there. I'm wondering who they're trying to be. Maybe just a little bit of Joy Division. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. All right, let's continue on here. Something new from Orville Peck. The song is Cowboys Are Frequently Secretly Fond of Each Other.
There's many a strange impulse out on the plains of West Texas. There's many a young boy who feels things he can't comprehend. And the small town don't like it when somebody falls between the sexes. No small town don't like it when a cowboy has feelings for men.
And I believe to my soul that inside every man is the feminine. And inside every lady there's a deep manly voice, loud and clear. And a cowboy may brag about things that he's done with his women, but the ones who brag loudest are the ones that are most likely queer.
Cowboys are frequently secretly fond of each other. What did you think all them saddles and boots was about? There's many a cowboy who don't understand the way that he feels for his brother.
And inside every cowboy there's a lady that loved to slip out.
Somebody who says what the others just whisper, and mostly that someone's the first one to get shot down dead. But when you talk to a cowboy, don't treat him like he was a sister. You can't fuck with a lady that's sleeping in each cowboy's head.
Cowboys
parents are frequently secretly fond of each other. What did you think all them saddles and boots was about? There's many a cowboy who don't understand the way that he feels for his brother.
And inside every lady there's a cowboy who'd love to come out.
And inside every cowboy there's a lady who'd love to slip out.
You said
Seems you're going to get a little bit of everything on this week's Too Much Rock podcast. You just heard from Dog Party from Sacramento with the song Forget About Him. That's on the band's self-released album Dangerous that came out on May 17th of this year. It's a little punk rock, a little rockabilly, a little pop punk. It's a good album, and their live show is even better. Before that, we heard from Noel and the Deserters with the song Born in the Morning. That's on the album High Desert Daydream, which came out May 10th on Speakeasy Studios, that band based in Taos in New Mexico. Just an excellent sort of Bakersfield country album there with some really good songs and really good hooks throughout, and some very fun videos from them as well. I recommend that one. And then before that, we heard from Orville Peck with the song Cowboys Are Frequently Secretly Fond of Each Other. That's on the Digital Only Stampede Volume 1, which came out May 10th on Warner Brothers. Digital only, but I suspect they'll sneak that out on vinyl when a Volume 2 comes out. It's just a little EP. That song there, originally by Ned Sublette, known and made famous by Willie Nelson, who joins Orville on that track. As I said, it's part of a 7-song EP that's kind of an odds and sods, duets, covers, and ultimately seems to be buying some time until there can be a new album. So very tepid review of that one there. Anyway, I see I'm out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. I'll let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 696, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Blue Sky at Sid Much Rock or Too Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. We got the Whiffs playing at Union Library with Dirty Fences on the 28th. Modern Color is at Encore on the 28th, 29th. Necromantics is playing at Record Bar. 30th, Squirrel Flower is playing Farewell as part of Manorfest. And then so many shows as part of Manorfest. Full Blood is playing at Turnsaw on the 31st. Frog Pond at Made Mob on the 1st. High Water at Arizona Trading Company on the 1st. Black Star Kids at Record Bar. Flooding at Big Mood Wines. And then if you hadn't had enough fest by then, on the 2nd, Phase Fest plays Legends Field, which includes all your favorite emo bands, I guess. On the 7th, Strung Out is playing at the Bottleneck. Jorge Arena Trio is at the Minibar. Major Matt is playing at Velo Garage. I'll be looking forward to that one. I like shows out there. On the 8th, Still Ill is at Howdy. Sarah McLachlan is at Starlight on the 9th. Chuck Prophet plays Knuckleheads on the 12th. Total Sham is at Studio Skate. Forced Humility is at Howdy. Baroness is at Bottleneck. Looking at the website, we've got a couple of new things out there. Photos and videos of my thought of the Battle Beast and Blackbriar show, as well as the Revisor and 90-Minute Cassette show. And of course, I saved us time for one more, so let's hear Tears of Blood by Spider. That's S-P-I-T-E-R from Philadelphia, PA. It's from a new EP called Enter the Gates of Effin' Hell, or at least that's what I'll call it. Came out May 24th on Hell's Headbangers. 6 songs, it covers a lot of ground. The band calls themselves acid metal punks, and that sums it up pretty well. You can hear everything from punk to thrash to, well, this song is a little gothy, and that's fun. Everything about the band is fun. They may not sit in my musical sweet spot, but live they're fantastic. Lots of paint, lots of spikes, lots of blood, and satanic panic. So enjoy this one. It's Tears of Blood by Spider. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week. We'll be right back.
so hard that the blood spilled on my shoes.